Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a world where India and Russia can access each other's military bases and facilities, a move that could significantly boost their strategic partnership. This is exactly what has happened, as the two nations have operationalized the Reciprocal Exchange of Logistics Agreement, also known as RELOS. But why does this matter? It allows for the exchange of logistics support, including food, water, and fuel, between the two militaries and can be a game-changer in the Indo-Pacific region. First, let's look at the key developments that have taken place. India and Russia have operationalized the RELOS Defense Logistics Pact, which will enable both countries to access each other's bases and infrastructure. This pact is significant, as it will allow India to gain access to Russian Arctic facilities, while Russia will strengthen its Indo-Pacific presence through Indian ports. What makes this significant is that the costs will be reimbursed through the exchange of goods and services, rather than direct payment. Crucially, this agreement is comparable to India's LIMOA with the United States. Building on this, India has also extended the eligibility for Overseas Citizen of India, or OCI, cards to the sixth generation of Indian origin people in Sri Lanka. This move is expected to strengthen ties between the two nations and will provide lifelong multiple entry visa access to India, although it does not confer voting rights or the right to own agricultural land. And here is something that surprises many students. India has also announced a $450 million package for cyclone recovery and has discussed cooperation on energy, trade, fisheries, and housing with Sri Lanka. It is worth pausing here to note that the Union Cabinet has approved the Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool, or BMIP, with a sovereign guarantee of 12,980 crore. This move will create a domestic alternative to international Group P&I clubs, and will cover hull and machinery, cargo, war risk, and protection and indemnity risks for Indian-flagged vessels and cargo to and from Indian ports. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It will reduce foreign exchange outflow on marine insurance premiums and enhance the resilience of India's shipping sector, which handles around 95% of the country's trade by value. Now, let us turn to the latest developments in the field of science and technology. Gene Drive Mosquito Technology has achieved transmission zero in malaria trials using CRISPR-Cas9 gene drive mosquitoes. This is a significant breakthrough, as it has the potential to eliminate malaria transmission. But how does this work? The gene drive works by ensuring that 90% of offspring inherit the modified trait, either suppressing mosquito populations or making them incapable of transmitting the parasite. Note this carefully, no gene drive mosquitoes have yet been released into the wild, and regulatory review and community engagement remain prerequisites. Moving on to the world of business and economy, India is set to launch its first large-scale private gold mine since independence at Jongiri in Kurnool district, Andhra Pradesh. This project, backed by Geomysore Services India Pvt Ltd, holds 13.1 tons certified gold resources and potential reserves up to 42.5 tons, with a production capacity of around 1,000 kilograms annually for 15 years. Remember this number. India currently imports over 800 tons of gold annually, while domestic production is only around 1.5 tons. Now, let us look at the latest data on female labor force participation. India's female labor force participation rate, or LFPR, has risen from 33.9% in 2020 to 40% in 2025. But still trails the global average of 49% and peers like Brazil and Vietnam. What does this mean for India's economic growth? The World Bank notes that India needs around 8% annual growth to reach developed economy status by 2047, a target that requires female economic participation to rise substantially. So what exactly changed? The gap is even wider in leadership, with only 14% of IIT faculty being women, and 77% of leading firms having only 1 to 2 female directors. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of these developments. India has inaugurated its first petroglyph conservation park in Ladakh, which will protect prehistoric rock carvings depicting hunting scenes, ibex, snow leopards, and Buddhist symbols. This initiative aims to develop heritage tourism circuits while protecting these carvings from tourism pressure, road construction, and climate-driven weathering. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India-Korea Financial Forum, Industrial Cooperation Committee, and Economic Security Dialogue have been announced, with key focus sectors including semiconductors, shipbuilding, steel, and green energy. The existing CEPA, or Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, will be modernized within 1 year, with India seeking expanded access for IT services and pharmaceuticals. The Mumbai-Korea Center for Cultural Exchange and the India-South Korea Digital Bridge for AI collaboration have also been announced. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? These developments are significant as they highlight India's growing strategic partnerships, its efforts to boost economic growth, and its commitment to protecting its cultural heritage. As you prepare for your exams, remember that these topics are not just relevant to current affairs, but also have a deeper impact on India's development and its place in the world. In conclusion, these developments are a testament to India's growing influence on the global stage and its efforts to strengthen its strategic partnerships, boost its economy, and protect its cultural heritage. The operationalization of the ReLoS Pact, the extension of OCI card eligibility, and the launch of the Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool are just a few examples of the significant developments that have taken place in recent times. As you move forward in your preparation, keep in mind the broader significance of these developments and how they can help you understand the complexities of India's growth and development.